You are now listening to The Truth Be Told Show with Brandi Kylie.
Hey y'all, it's your girl Brandi Kylie, and you are listening to the 17th episode of The Truth Be Told podcast. It's 5:56 a.m., so I might be sounding a little crusty, but I wanted to get on and talk about understanding your purpose today, because I think that's so important. In addition to talking about self-love and how important it is to not see this as a trend, but more so of a lifestyle, something that you incorporate into your daily life practices, I thought it was also important to talk about discovering your purpose. For me, being able to do self-love intentionally every day, thinking about something that I can do to lift myself up, to feel good about myself, to feel confident about my goals and where I'm headed for the future. For me, being able to do that really allowed me to see my strengths, which is what I talked about on episode 16, counting your wins and seeing what areas of your life are successful already, and kind of using those as the seeds that you will water and continue to nurture. So in doing that, I was able to say, okay, I love being a mother. At the time I started this, I always say this was like 5 years ago, and I started it because I was going through a divorce. I was getting out of a really bad situation, just in terms of incompatibility and not being on the same page. And I decided, like, okay, I can either let this situation take me down, because if any of you have been through a divorce before, gone through something like that, even just a big breakup, you know that it is really, really taxing and super draining, and it's just a lot. But couple that with being a new mother, it was really something that it was a very dark and stressful period of my life. And that really was a turning point for me, because I had to decide, okay, girl, what are you going to do? Are you going to, you know, rise to the occasion and step up to the plate and handle this in the best way possible? Or are you going to let this kind of in you and in your self-esteem? My self-esteem was really, really low at that time. And I almost sold my car. I wasn't working. I was just in a really, really bad place financially, mentally, everything. But the one thing that I did, and this is me taking my own advice for the reason why I'm telling you guys this, because the one thing that I did, I was like, you know what? My one win is my daughter. She's here. She's healthy. She's safe. She's happy. She's fun. She's chubby. And she's adorbs. So for me, it was kind of like just giving her all of that attention, all of the love. Like, we had so much fun. The beginning months when my daughter was born was like, at the same time that I was going through something, it was also like one of the most beautiful times in my life, and being able to just see her grow and just do all the cool things that you do with little infants when they're first born. So for me, that was me taking a different perspective. I'm so grateful and appreciative for the fact that that didn't turn into something like a postpartum depression, and sending so much love and just positive vibes to the women who have gone through that, or maybe going through that, or maybe healing from that. I totally understand, because I almost felt like I was going down that path. But for me, I was just very intentional about focusing on my daughter. And you never know your baby's temperament. And so my daughter just happened to be super, super energetic and happy. And so it was just a really, really great time. Shout out to Bryn. And so for me, that was the start of that journey, and like focusing on that one win, even if it was my daughter, helped me to see, okay, there are some things that I'm good at, right? I'm good at being a mom. I'm good at, you know, playing with my daughter and doing all of these cool things with her. And so I just gave you guys that bit of information, because it was something that I'd gone through personally that really did help me. So if you haven't already, please make sure that you check out that last episode that I posted, the one right before this one, The Art of Self-Love, which goes into detail about practical tips and strategies that you can use and implement in your life to make self-love a lifestyle. With that being said, I wanted to talk about understanding your purpose. So at the same time that I was like loving on myself and building my self-esteem and really building myself up from square one, if you've ever had gone through anything similar, like I mentioned, divorce, ending up a relationship, a breakup, I don't know, getting fired, getting laid off. There's so many things that happen in life. Like, life is always going to happen to us. It's no way to outsmart life when it comes to that. So I'm pretty sure that you can think of a time, you can relate to a situation where, okay, I have to build up myself from where I am. I just don't feel good. I know myself, and I know when I'm happy, and I know when I'm healthy, and I'm not that right now. And being able to acknowledge that, being able to admit that, and then being able to take action on that is really, really, really huge, and it's a really good thing. So if you're there and you've made that decision, even to just acknowledge, maybe you're not at the action part, but maybe you're just acknowledging like, something ain't right. I'm not feeling good. I'm not feeling like my best self. Then that's good. That's a good space to be in, and just sit with that. You may not need to take action for a few days or for a few weeks. Sit with that. But when you're ready to do the work, when you're ready to take the action, just follow these few tips for understanding your purpose. So I know you're probably thinking, what does purpose have to do with this, Brandy? What are you talking about? Listen, when you understand why you were created, when you understand your gifts, when you understand your talents and how these can be used to not only help other people, but to help you, then you will understand your worth a little bit more in every situation. So understanding your purpose allows you to show up as your best version. A lot of times we're waiting for the perfect guy. We're waiting for the perfect job. We're waiting for the perfect opportunity. When we do that, we keep delaying our progress, and that puts a hold on our process. What you really should be focusing on is wherever you are. Like, even if you're at a job that you don't like, okay? Even if you haven't gotten the word that you want about this opportunity that you're really waiting for, it doesn't matter. Show up in the moment. Show up in the emails. Show up as your best version every chance you get. A lot of times too, people make purpose this like really complicated thing, but purpose is natural. To me, purpose is something that you can do with your eyes closed. And not only is something that you do, purpose is literally just something that you are. So get into the state of being. Get into the state of fully being yourself. And only you know what that feels like. Only you know what that looks like for you. But for me, it's talking, obviously. For me, it's communicating with people. For me, it's sharing helpful information and things that I've learned through studies professionally and just life experiences to help other people. And always having that exchange of good energy, right? I can do that anywhere, any place, anytime. And it's just something that I love doing. So for you, think about something that you do supernaturally. And maybe you could write this down. A lot of times we don't give ourselves credit for what we do well and what our gifts truly are that, like I said, help other people, but also help us. So one good tip, practical tip that I can give you is to just really think about what people are saying to you that's positive. Whenever people are thanking you, whenever people are showing you gratitude and appreciation, think about what they're responding to. So a lot of times, I can say recently, my supervisor was like, Brandy, I came in, we had a meeting, and I was like super prepared. I came in with this whole PowerPoint presentation and gave like a whole presentation on what I was meeting with her about. And she was like, well, my principal at my school, actually. And she was like, Brandy, thank you so much. This was so thoughtful. Thank you for thinking. And I was like, thank you for thinking. That's interesting. Like, but I had already set my mind to be really intentional about focusing on what people are thanking me for and giving gratitude and appreciation for. So I was like, okay, thinking, made a mental note, wrote it down. And so that's just one example of how it's not something that you have to fish for, because when you're showing up as your best self, people are automatically going to show you gratitude and appreciation and for just your energy, right? So be aware of the gratitude that you're getting, and just make a little mental note of it. And then you can say, okay, people really love my creative design skills. People really love my, I don't know, maybe you make the best salad, maybe you make the best cake, whatever it is. And it doesn't have to be that either. It could be something like, for me, that was thinking. but think about what people are thanking you for, what they appreciate from you. And I say this because it's good to get an outside view. A lot of times when I'm talking to women and even working with young people in my high school setting, it's really, really tough to pull out of people. I'm like, what are you good at? What are your strengths? And people oftentimes are like, I don't know. And it's just like, okay, that's not good. Like, you need, in order to get further, in order to get to the next level, you need to be able to run off those strengths. You need to be able to know what you're good at, because that's going to help you in your trajectory. It can't be something that you're waiting for other people to give you a green light for. So first, you want to make sure that in order to understand your purpose, you're watching what you do naturally that brings light and love to any situation. The next thing is you're showing up as your best self in whatever situation you're in right now, even if it's not a favorable situation or something that you don't like. I always say that how you respond to something makes all the difference in the world. We cannot always control what happens to us in life, but we do have control over how we respond. And that is going to be the biggest determining factor in how successful you're going to be moving forward. And then also paying attention to what people are giving you gratitude and appreciation and thanks for. A lot of times we go overboard with trying to get other people to see us and trying to get other people to affirm who we are, instead of just being and allowing those things to happen naturally. So don't go overboard. Like, don't go hard on getting other people to acknowledge you or to notice your craft or anything like that. Make sure that you're just in a state of being, and you're acting from a place of love and not fear. So I hope that was helpful. I have to go now. I have to get ready for work. But I hope you guys have an amazing end of the week. And yeah, we'll talk on the next episode.